On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
We now know the man who killed 22 people in a suicide bombing in Manchester was known to police. Officers say Salman Abidi had only committed minor offences in the past, though. Hospital staff say 17 people are still receiving critical care after the explosion at the end of an Ariana Grande gig last Monday. Manchester's Mayor Andy Burnham has paid tribute to everyone who's helped the victims over the past week.
The way in which everybody responded to this is truly remarkable, and in due course we will properly recognise the efforts of everybody across all walks of life in the city to respond to what happened.
Well, police say they're fairly confident that Ariana Grande will be able to perform a tribute concert in Manchester on Sunday. Also today, Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn are back out campaigning after a live TV showdown last night. They were given a grilling over things like Brexit, defence and social care. This week, with just 8 days until we all head to the polls, we're looking at a number of the key issues here in Kent. Today we're hearing from people working in the NHS. Here's Joe.
Well, we've now all heard how each of the main parties want to invest in the NHS when they get into number 10.
Ensuring that we're putting more money into our NHS, as I say, the biggest ever investment in technology and buildings in our National Health Service.
It's important to invest in nurses, and that is why we will reintroduce the nursing and midwifery bursaries.
We're making it very clear that we're pledging an extra £7.4 billion a year for the National Health Service throughout the next Parliament.
But what do people working within the health service in Kent think?
The NHS is facing greater pressure than I've ever known. A combination of a lack of resources, both financial and to do with the number of staff available, is pressurising patient services, leading to longer waiting times.
Well, Dr. Julian Spinks is a GP in Medway. He's told KMFM whoever's in charge needs to tackle the current crisis within the sector.
We need to avoid going for flagship schemes which look good on paper whilst ignoring the basics.
Carol is a nurse in Kent. She agrees.
The shortage of frontline staff, doctors, therapists and all the professionals that are involved. Without the correct amount of the frontline staff, it's really difficult to deliver care which is person-centred.
And you can keep up to date with all the developments from the campaign and find out who's standing in your area at kentonline.co.uk/election.
KMFM News.
In the past few minutes, the jury in the Rolf Harris trial have been discharged after failing to reach verdicts on 4 indecent assault charges. The 87-year-old entertainer has always denied attacking 3 teenagers in the 1970s and 80s. Police say a man whose body was found in the sea off Deal over the weekend lived locally. Lifeboat crews were called after it was spotted near the pier yesterday morning. It's not being treated as suspicious. Cash has been stolen during a raid at a petrol station in Folkestone. Police have cordoned off Sainsbury's on the Park Farm retail park after being called at around 2:30 this morning. A man's been arrested after a police officer was attacked in Chatham. He was left with cuts to his arm after it happened in Prince's Park on Sunday afternoon. The 44-year-old has been released while investigations continue. And it's being claimed today that drivers lose more than a day a year because their sat-navs have either taken them the wrong way round or got them lost. More than 30% of motorists also admit to shouting at theirs as if it was a real person. Ollie's got the sport now, starting with an update on the England football squad.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
Starting with football, and England manager Gareth Southgate claims Wayne Rooney's international career is not necessarily over.
As far as I'm concerned, obviously Wayne, it would appear, has got some decisions to make across the summer regarding next season. The hope is that he's back playing really well, and, you know, a player of his quality, there's no way that we would dismiss him from the future.
The Manchester United captain's not in the squad for matches against Scotland and France, having also missed out on the previous selection. Meanwhile, we should find out whether Arsene Wenger is staying on as Arsenal manager this afternoon. Despite some fans calling for him to leave after 21 years at the Emirates, it's reported he'll be given a new 2-year contract. And in cricket, Kent captain Sam Northeaster says they're still pushing for promotion. The team are so far unbeaten in their county championship season after 5 games and a second in the Division 2 table. He spoke after yesterday's win over Sussex.
It looks really tight at the top at the moment. We're going to have to keep playing, you know, some good cricket to keep on winning, to, you know, we want to go up this year. That's obviously our goal, and look, but we're playing some really good cricket at the moment.
And that's the latest. Next update's at 2.